Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio. A couple programming notes. Make sure you download that Tony Curry Radio app coming up later on this afternoon. When in Rome, a show recorded yesterday with Stuart Rome from the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa. Go to birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Fantastic place, man. It is an adventure. It is an atmospheric, environmental, a beautiful thing at the Birmingham Woodhouse Day Spas. And that show will air at 1 and 7 o'clock. Today we're celebrating spring break songs. It's weird because Stuart and I talked about doing this show, and obviously I want to talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa and talk about his business, but then it turns into a couple guys in their 50s just reminiscing about St. Paddy's Day, Mardi Gras, Women's Month, Women's International Month for women. And now we're talking about spring break because everyone's on spring break, and it's a pretty funny show. You'll like it. Also, the Damon Johnson Show. Damon, of course, recently announcing that he'll be going back on the road with Brother Kane later on this year. I think they start in Milwaukee in April. And then, of course, all next year, they're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the first release of the Brother Kane album, which just to catapult them into a different stratosphere. It's fantastic. And the Damon Johnson Show runs at noon and 8 on Friday. So how's your bracket look now? Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, man. The Coach K thing is really interesting to me. I'm watching the Texas Tech game last night. That game, by the way, was a pick'em. And so I figured everyone was going to have Duke because I figured most people want to see him go out on top. Am I wrong? Normally when you have someone who has been so good for so long, there is just burnout. Nick Saban's seeing that in college football. People are just tired of seeing Alabama and Nick Saban make it every single year. They even revel in the fact that they don't win every single time. Brandon says his bracket is in a dumpster. Yeah, just about everybody in front of me has got at least two of their final four teams out. Of course, I had the Zags winning it all, so I'm out as well. And then, you know, something about me, I don't know if it's because I saw him walking with his wife last night. He's kind of got a little bit of a limp. I don't know if it's because he just turned 75 in February. But I really don't want him to lose. I do like the way that some coaches do it where they coach their last year and then they let you know it's over. When you know it's the end, then every game seems like it has so much more pressure. And I think his basketball players, he even said at the beginning of the game last night, he's like, my guys were nervous. I'm like, you're Duke. Now, listen, he's got a lot of underclassmen. He's got freshmen and sophomores. Texas Tech was loaded with juniors and seniors last night. That's an enormous amount of pressure. Can you imagine being on that basketball team knowing that Coach K, at least in my generation, the greatest coach I've ever seen? He's won 5 national championships. He's been to, 12 Final Fours. He's won 15 ACC tournaments. I'm thinking to myself, that pressure, man, I would not want to be the guy to miss the final shot and ruin Coach K's career. It's not going to ruin his career. Obviously, he's going to be super successful. But I do think it's incredibly bittersweet. Some people have been asking Coach K, you know, what are you going to miss the most? And he's like, listen, I'm not even thinking about what I'm going to miss at this point because I'm still in it. I'm still trying to win it. So if he ends up going to the Final Four and say somehow Duke wins the national title. By the way, Houston is playing lights out. I'm not a big Kelvin Sampson fan. I think he's a cheater. But that basketball team is sick, man. That team is getting after it. If he ends up winning a national championship, then you have to think to yourself, why do you quit when you go out on top? I think that's one of the reasons Tom Brady came back. I really do. I think that he knows he's got some left in the tank. He just threw for over 5,000 yards and 43 touchdowns, and he's hanging it up. So as long as you've got the resources and the family and the support behind you, would you rather see coaches or players win and go out like a John Elway kind of thing, or would you rather see them stick it out and just see what they can get, then get the blood out of the turnip and just go as long as they possibly can? I don't want to see Coach K obviously coaching at the age of 80 and going 13 and 17 every year. I don't want to see that. But if the guy's going to make a Final Four and he's on his way and this team seems to find ways to win, then why would he hang it up? Several people around him are saying maybe he needs to pull a Tom Brady and say, listen, I think I'm going to come back for one more year. I don't know if you can do that at this point because had he not said anything at all, then he would be the only one that would know. And, of course, his wife would be in the mix there too. Then he could do whatever he wants. But the fact that he already said, this is my last year, I'm done, I want to spend more time with my great-grandkids and my grandkids and blah, 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 it's kind of like, so I'm kind of pulling for the guy. And normally, when you've got a guy who has been so prevalent and irrelevant for such a long period of time, 40 years, over 40 years, you kind of rooting against. I mean, I know people that hate Duke. Hell, I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know where Duke was without Mike Krzyzewski. Think about that. It's a great university. Got to be super smart to get in. But I don't know. A lot of people don't even know. You don't even. You wouldn't have even heard of Duke or Gonzaga had it not been for their basketball programs. Duke didn't exist in my life back in 1980 when Coach K took that gig from Army, just because their basketball program wasn't all that. So Duke exists because their basketball program, and to see him go. And then the other thing is this generation, at least what we're going through right now, are seeing, if the not best, the GOATs of so many different sports. And listen, I'm not talking about being alive during their career. I'm talking about actually seeing it. Tom Brady's the greatest football player of all time, period, done. I don't think you can even make an argument about that, although I know you probably would try. But he's the greatest quarterback, the greatest football player, period. The stinking dude's 45 years old. We're getting to see the end of that. LeBron James, you can certainly make an argument that he, I know a lot of people are going to say the Michael Jordan thing, but LeBron James, what he's done, he'll break every record in the NBA, and we're going to see the end of his career. Now we got Coach K, who no doubt is one of the, if not the greatest coach I've ever seen. John Wooden, obviously, is the only other cat that's got more championships. He's got 10, but it was a different time then. You could recruit any way you want. You had no cap on recruits. You can go out there and get it wherever you want. Now, obviously, the rules have changed. But we're seeing the end of all these crazy careers, man. It's just like, it's just insane. And I don't know if we'll ever see anything like it again. I really don't. I don't know if we'll see another LeBron James. I sure as hell don't think we'll ever see a Tom Brady just because he's played so long. Hell, if you played till you're 45, you should get in the Hall of Fame just because you're 45 years old and you can still play. Sam, good morning to you. So, yeah, in a way, I kind of wish Coach K had not said anything at all, you know, and kind of pulled a Gene Stallings, won national title, and then cut out. But, you know, I've been around a lot of people. I covered sports for over 20 years. I know a lot of people that it's their life, man. It's their life. Bobby Bowden was one of those guys. Bobby Bowden was sitting in our studio. He knew he was going to retire. And he said, I don't want to retire. He was kind of being pushed out. Obviously, he'd lost a little bit. But he's being pushed out. And he's like, because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. And he thought, he said off air, he said, I'm afraid I'm going to die because I love it so much. It's what I've done for so long. And he thought he'd pull a Paul Bear Bryant where, you know, it was just what he loved so much. And it was like losing a child and he just couldn't do it anymore. So listen, and the funny thing is you're talking about guys with the exception of Coach K because he's 75 years old. You're talking about guys that are in their late 30s, early 40s. Hell, they got their whole life in front of them. Could you imagine? Having an entire career and then at 38, being able to start something totally different and go off and do something totally new that might even be bigger than the career you just had. It's crazy. So hope Coach K can continue to win just because I think it's great for the sport. Maybe it's because there's 358 different basketball programs. There's so many other great storylines in March Madness, and it's so cool. We just expect Duke to be in it every stinking year, and for the most part, they have been the last 40 years. But wishing the best. I hope it'd be great. We'll see what happens. Again, don't forget to download the Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. It's Tony Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Tony Curry Radio app. It's free. I'm not going to chase you down. No notifications. And this is great classic rock and roll, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Great programs. Dark Side of the Pooch on Mondays. Adapter Parish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klapo. Great show that airs on Tuesdays. Livewire Wednesday brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs. 205-682-2828. That runs on Wednesday nights. Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, the executive director from, of course, the Jimmy Hale Mission. He joins us every single Wednesday at noon and 7. Blues Almighty, great show last night with Austin Hanks out in San Bernardino. He's out there with Billy Gibbons and his band. It's fantastic. Blues show. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson show on Friday. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. From the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. That also airs today at noon and 7 o'clock. And then, of course, we also have a wonderful show called The Classic Hip Hop Show with Johnny Supreme that we air every Saturday. So all these shows, and if you miss any of the shows on the Tony Curry Radio app, go to Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast and pull up Tony Curry Radio, and you can see hundreds of shows. You can go binge. We've had several people just binged all the Damon Johnson shows or all the Austin. They're that good. They're great. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Teresa, and thanks for watching this morning here on a Friday. Download the Tony Curry Radio app and go check us out on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. They're fantastic shows. And I hope you have a stellar weekend, and we're getting ready for a Final Four and a big championship weekend coming next weekend. I love you. God bless.